Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Now, my understanding is the team does not plan to cut Stephon Diggs. He's a very good player. They intend to pay him a lot of money. They haven't yet. They intend to pay him a lot of money, especially after he passed the physical from his ACL recovery. It does seem to be on track. This is a player they want to keep, want to be making plays for them. That's why they signed him in free agency to such fanfare. Just got to be better. And this was a step in the right direction for Diggs and certainly something the Patriots.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Normally on Tuesday at this time, it's a Tom E. Tuesday with Tom E. Curran. We're not talking to him right now.
No, Keith. No. You got to wait a little bit longer.
But Curran will be on the show at 1:30. Oh, no. That means we won't have Grab Bag.
Son of a...
Incorrect.
Oh.
Grab Bag 1 o'clock.
Yes.
We're reorganizing the whole show for you, Tom.
Yes.
So Grab Bag at 1, Tom E. Tuesday at 1:30. Still got a key for Madness at the same time, 12:45. Stay tuned for it. Now, I'm a little more curious since the start of the show. We played Rap Sheet off the top at 10. We just played it for you again. He says very clearly in there that Stephon Diggs has passed his physical and that money is on the way. And based on something Mike Florio wrote yesterday, within 2 weeks of passing his physical, he's due the first of three $4 million installments. So whenever he passes physical, $4 million. Halloween, another $4 million. And then I think it was sometime in March, I forget the date, another $4 million after that, $12 million signing bonus in installments, boom, boom, boom. Rap Sheet says he's passed. Reading Florio today, and this came out after the start of the show, Patriots declined to say whether Steph Diggs has passed his physical. Okay, now...
I mean, Rappaport said he passed
well,
it.
Well, and this is just written very vaguely. And so I'm just curious if Florio has reached out and the Patriots have declined to answer. Here's exactly what he wrote. He says, Patriots receiver Steph Diggs showed up to Monday's OTA session. His presence gives rise to an obvious question. Has he passed the all-important physical mentioned in several portions of his contract? Florio then writes, the Patriots have declined to answer whether the physical has been passed.
I sort of read that more as like they just haven't.
Well, this is
specifically
what I think.
Said.
I read a lot of Pro Football Talk. I read a lot of him specifically, you know, in their rumor mill stuff. And he usually says, I reached out to so and so. PFT reached
or
out to so and so.
When reached out, they declined. It's just like they've declined. Yeah, it's worded weirdly.
He doesn't write. It's very vague.
Yeah.
So maybe he's unaware of the Rap Sheet report, or maybe he has reached out and he just wrote it very vaguely. My roundabout point is I'm going to take Ian Rappaport at his word. He says Diggs passes physical. He's one of the best insiders in the sport. He's passed his physical. If he's getting the first of those installments and he's going to get his full signing bonus, then he's on the team. Like he will not get cut. The only question about getting cut, and neither you nor I, A, wanted him to get cut, nor B, thought he was going to get cut. The only question was, well, if they haven't paid him yet, would they try to worm their way out? And they'd still be on the hook for some money. He'd file a grievance. That's what happened with Antonio Brown a few years ago. Brown was due $9 million. I think he wound up getting $5 million. So you'd owe him money for sure. You'd file a grievance. You'd pay off the NFLPA. But that was the one lingering thing I had a question about. Well, if they haven't spent the dime on him yet, could they move on? If he's passed his physical, they're on the hook for the $4 million installments, and he's going to be on the team.
Yeah, and they need him. Like, that's the thing is you could make the case that Steph Diggs needs the Patriots as well because there wasn't a lot of teams lined up to sign him. But if you take Steph Diggs off of this roster, we're in a lot of the same issues that we were a year ago where you say, oh, boy, this receiving corps is not very good. So they need him, and it really the biggest concern should be the knee. It shouldn't be all the other stuff that's going on with him, but that did pop up. He did miss one of the OTAs, and you say, all right, is he going to be there? Maybe there was some pressure for him to go. Maybe there was even just a conversation with Vrabel for him that they would like him to go, and boom, he's there yesterday. He's running and doing probably more than a lot of people thought he was going to do for a guy that tore his ACL last Halloween.
Definitely more than I thought.
So that's a good sign.
I've probably been the most skeptical from even before they signed him. I'm like, he's not going to be ready week one. I still would probably lean towards he won't be out there, but I'm way more open to that idea after watching him yesterday. And these are not, to your point, Keith, this isn't his social media. This isn't edited in specific ways. This is media members recording what they have access to
it's
on the field.
Stuff.
You can't hide out there. You can make whatever you want it to look like on your own social media, and you can edit out whatever you want. When you're out there on the practice field, it looks how it looks, and I thought he looked pretty good.
I think, like, you can – you might be wrong, but you can talk yourself into week one now. Like, this was June – so the first game of the regular season is, I think, September 7th. So you have 3 months to get ready. So if this is the – if this is where we're at during OTAs, you know, I don't know if he wants to play in the preseason or, like, if they're comfortable with him missing all that stuff. I don't know how much they want him to be able to ramp up, how much they want to be able to practice, all that stuff. But if he's running through, and again, you know, it's unpadded, it's whatever. But if he's at least doing that and doing a lot of the team stuff with them right now, that's a great sign. Because even me being very optimistic about the signing and his potential production, I was kind of saying week four, like somewhere in there, you miss a few games. You still play in, call it 13, 14 games. You can have a good season. I don't know. Maybe he's out there week one now.
So the question then would be, even if he is, what does he look like? Yeah. And is he a full-time player? My guess would be no. I mean, you probably get eased in at 50% snaps or something like that. But that'd still be a huge win. Even if he's eased in and he's out there on key downs or, you know, plays in the red zone or whatever, and he's out there week one, that's way ahead of what I thought. And again, I'll tell you, I think he looked a lot better in the videos we saw yesterday than I expected. Diggs, according to Phil Perry, was limited, but did participate heavily in less than full speed 11-on-11s. He ran hard in individual drills and challenged other receivers when they had short one-on-one sprints between the wideouts. Do you think you can now rely on him, Kiefer? Are you at the point where you can say, all right, I can now count on Steph Diggs? I know he's on the team.
Yeah.
But can I now count on him to be reliable?
You know what? I guess you kind of can. I mean, if it's yes or no, I guess I would say yes. Like, there's no 100% guarantee with really any of the guys. But I think with Diggs, I would say yes because he has 10 years in the NFL with production. He's been productive for all 10 years. Last year, he got hurt. But the 8 games that he played with Houston, he was on pace for another 1,000-yard season. It was also the 8 games was the fewest games he's ever played in his career. So even starting as a fifth-round pick rookie, he stepped into the league and was productive. Now, obviously, his time in Buffalo was when he was the most productive. He was, you know, an all-pro. He led the league in catches 1 year. He led the league in receiving yards 1 year. So I don't think it's going to be that. But even half of that production would lead the Patriots in, like, every category.
Yeah.
That's how good he was, like, 5 years ago. So whatever you want to say about his off-field stuff or the way he even has left certain teams that he's been on, when he's played, he's been productive. So if he isn't this year, it would be a first. And I would think it would have way more to do with, all right, he's going to be 32 in November, coming off an ACL injury. That's why the production's down, more so than whatever the hell else he's up to, whatever his personality is.
So I'm kind of back to, as I said earlier, neutral, and maybe even a touch ahead of that because he did look good on the practice field. I still have concerns about the knee. I still have concerns about what type of player he is, despite how good he looked yesterday, what he's going to look like after this injury. Okay, so I always have those questions even before they signed him. I have questions about Steph Diggs hollering at quarterbacks, demanding footballs, hollering at offensive coordinators, wearing out his welcome, which he did in Minnesota. He did in Buffalo. There's extensive reporting on both. I still believe he probably wore it out in Houston. There's a reason they didn't want him back. He could have rehabbed for them and been back out on the field, and he's ahead of schedule and all this, and they needed receivers. They drafted two of them. They traded for Christian Kirk. They could have easily brought him back. They didn't. So I think he wore out his welcome there too, but admittedly, that one's more of a guess than Buffalo and Minnesota.
But he did, I mean, you could say how it ended. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, all of that has always been a concern for me with Diggs.
Right,
those
right.
concerns remain. The partying, which was really more tied to his absence from OTA, like, I just wanted him here working out and on the field. That's yeah. really all I, that's all the party boat was for me. That's all the pink baggie was for me. That's it. He's here now. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think all those other concerns, to me, are in the rearview mirror. You don't have to worry about it. From that standpoint, I think we're back to you can count on Diggs as much as you ever could. I feel pretty good about that.
So in Josh Allen's entire career, so you know, some people like QB rating, some people don't, but it fits my argument right now.
Yeah, that's why I like it. When it works for you, yeah, I like to cite it. When it doesn't, you go, who even knows how to calculate?
So
it?
Even
yeah.
though he won the MVP last year, his statistical, you know, QB rating best season was 2020 with Steph Diggs. Kirk Cousins' entire career, his best year QB rating wise was with Steph Diggs in 2019. Mm. So he's had some good years. He had some big time passing years with like Justin Jefferson, but you could make a strong case that Josh Allen and Kirk Cousins never played better without Steph Diggs. So even if you might holler at those guys a little bit, even if he's going to demand the ball a little bit and all that stuff, those guys played really well with him. Their teams had, you know, they didn't win Super Bowls, but like they had success. They made the playoffs. They would go a round or even two in the playoffs. So I'm looking at that, like that's sort of high end because that's 5-6 years ago, right? It was the 2019 season for Cousins, which statistically might have been his best. It was the 2020 season for Allen. So I don't think Steph Diggs is that for a variety. I mean, age, just age alone, he's probably not that same production. But he's going to be so much better, I think, than anybody else they have on the roster.
And any, you said this earlier in the show, better than anybody they've had in
years
since yeah. Edelman's knee went to smithereens. That's the last yeah. time they had a real receiver.
Yeah, probably. Like you could look at his like a down year. He would have been fourth on the team in receiving yards last year, and he played 8 games. So even his, you know, his rookie year where he was not a starter, he was not a primary target, he had 720 receiving yards, which would have led the Patriots last season. And that was his worst year that he actually played in. So I think even like a, you know, a B+ Steph Diggs is such a massive upgrade to this offense.
We'll talk to Tommy Curran at 1:30. We'll get more of his thoughts. But he was on the Patriots Talk podcast with Phil Perry, breaking down everything they saw at OTAs yesterday. This is Curran on Steph Diggs and a potential timeline.
So football-wise, had we not had a Memorial Day dust-up, we would be speaking today about the fact most likely that Stephon Diggs is tracking, one would think, for at least partial training camp availability. If we're just being like, if we're just kind of reading the tea leaves, I'm not saying he's going to be out there day one. Probably be on the pup list, but it would look to me as if he might be a player who could be taking snaps in preseason games. And if you said, do you think based on what you saw that Stephon Diggs will start the season on the Patriots active roster? I would say yes. I would say that.
Okay. Curran was pretty optimistic when we talked to him last week. He told us not to aggregate it and post it anywhere, but he did say that, yeah, he's optimistic he'll be out there week one, and that's before we saw Diggs on the field.
Yeah.
And he maintains the same thing. So, look, if he's out there, even if he starts training camp on PUP, he's out there in preseason games, he'll be ready week one. I don't know what his workload will look like. I don't know what he'll look like. But, yeah, I'm much more open to that idea, Keith, than I would have thought before we saw him on the field yesterday.
Yeah, so it's been what a wild ride here the last week for Steph Diggs. I mean, it really has been, and it's still just June 3rd, so we have a long ways
to go.
Well,
this is what I mean. Like, yeah. When I say, can you count on him? Can you rely on him? Are we worried about more party boats, more absent? Like, next week is mandatory minicamp.
Yeah.
He's going to be at that, right?
Like
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I guess I'm saying.
Well, of course.
Well, we're talking about a dependable. Like he's gonna be there.
You'd be shocked if he wasn't.
Training camp is so we're through all the voluntary stuff. It's mini camp, then it's training camp, then it's preseason. That's all mandatory.
Right.
So yeah, I think he's gonna be at all that stuff. When I say he's dependable, that's what I mean. But to your point, it is only June 3rd. There's a
and
long
there's
way to go.
A few things.
That's a lot of time to get healthy, but it's also a lot of time for flare-ups.
But this also could have been as simple as Mike Vrabel, you know, talk to him after this start with some of these things, and was just like, all right, let's get it together. And he's like, okay. And he did. Like, maybe. Like, we'll see. Like, there's going to be plenty of opportunities. We're going to be down there on Monday. So we'll see. That's the first step in this going forward. I disagree with this text that just says Diggs is Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown.
Brown's off-field stuff was so much worse.
Way worse.
So much worse.
But not only that, but like you saw it unfold right in front of our eyes.
I only brought up Brown just to make the example of like the grievance they had to pay. Diggs was going to get money out of the Patriots no matter what was
point. I don't know if he means like he's going to be here as long, because there's no way. The way it went, the final, what was it, month, I guess I would say, from being on Hard Knocks trying to get traded with the Raiders, threatening Mike Mayock to a fight.
What was
he
the video?
He burned his feet off. No, he froze his feet off in some like cold chamber, remember?
Right.
He couldn't practice because he like melted his feet.
Yep. Yeah, like a cryogenic chamber or something like
whatever
that.
Whatever it was.
I've never been in one of those. I don't know how those work.
I'm certainly not now.
No, it sounds
scary. Antonio Brown almost missed time because of that. And then you started to get into like the assaults and the like the text messages, the, all the money he owed to people. It was like a disaster. And you're like, remember listening to like Matthew Slater and some of the guys talking about signing Antonio Brown? Like they were disgusted. You got none of that with Steph Diggs.
No.
None of that. These guys are all happy to have Steph
Diggs. Look, as far as we know, I mean, who knows behind closed doors? But right, publicly, as far as we know, nothing like that.
No.
My only question again was, is he committed?
Yeah.
Will he be in shape? Will he be here? And, you know, maybe they coaxed him into being committed, but he is here. So I'll stand down on most of that stuff. If he's absent next week at mandatory minicamp, well, then we got a new issue to discuss.
But that's also one of the things.
I think he'll be out. I fully expect him to be out.
Yeah. The NFL contracts are really insane for the NFL players. Like, that's something they need to fight about, which they don't. They fight about practice time and stupid stuff like that. They need to fight for guaranteed contracts. However, it is beneficial to the team, but also, like, it keeps the players motivated. Like, if Steph Diggs is not getting $12 million today, like, he has to kind of play this thing out and stick around. So that is always an easy thing to motivate any player with.
I said this yesterday. I mean, you can say the Patriots structured the contract smartly business-wise, and maybe you'd be right. But if they were willing to just throw $12 million at a receiver up front, you might not have to mess around with a guy like Diggs who may not be ready week one and has some off-field distractions. Like, if you were really willing to spend that money and not worry about getting a good deal and parsing it out over three different installments, maybe you'd have a real receiver. So that's another way to think about that. But they protected themselves. They're all protected.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If Stephon Diggs didn't pass his physical, wasn't out there, but Rap Sheet says he has, he's here, I mostly think that's in the rearview mirror. 617-779-7937. Steph Diggs back out there yesterday. And I say back out there. He was here. Then he was gone. He was on the boat with the pink baggie. Now he's back out there. And the offense, lo and behold, had a much, much better day. Is it time to feel better about the offense? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.